Sechlis Menachah is Daf Chaf Hey at the top of Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, and we begin the new Mishnah. And as we learned in Sechlis Zvachim, that there's a requirement for a Kohen Hedeh to wear four big dekuna, and for a Kohen Gadol to wear Shmoyde Begadim. And by wearing these Begadim, it's machshir them to do the avoid in the Mishkan or in the Beis Hamikdash. In addition, by wearing each of the different big dekuna, each of the big dekuna were able to be mechaper on a different Isser. However, we saw a special din, Benegayet Etzitz, that even in a case when Avodah was done, and it was done with something that was tummy, then the Avodah and the Korban would still be kosher. And as we will see, that certainly this din applies where the Dam or the Chilev or the Emurim of a Korban were Tame. However, the Gemara will bring Machlekes if this would also apply where the Basa of the Korban is Tame. And as the Pasuk states in Pashat Tesaveh, V'hoyal mitzach Aaron v'nosa Aaron es Avoyin HaKadoshim Asher Yikdushu B'nei Yisrael L'chol Ma'anis Kacheyem V'hoyal mitzchoy Tomid L'ratzim L'hem L'fnei Hashem. Since we know that the Tzitzit Meratza on Tumor of Dam, and we know by the Korban Mincha the Kmitza is corresponding to Dam, and the actor of the Kmitzah corresponds to Zrikas Hadam, and therefore Mishnah teaches us Nitma Koimitz Vekrivu Hatzitz Meratza. Even if the Kmitzah became Tamei and then the Koyin was Makrivin on the Mizbeach, then the Tzitz was Meratza, and therefore, as Rashi states, Vamincha Ksheira Vashirayim Necholin, and the Mishnah continues and clarifies that the Tzitz is only Meratza on Tumah, however, Yotza Vekrivu ain't Hatzitz Meratza, that if the Koimitz was Yotza Chutz L'Chaimah, then the Koyin was Makriv the Kmitzah, so the Tzitz would not be Meratza. The Gemara will explain in Makar as to how we know that this is only Meratza on Tumah and not for Psul Yotze and not for other Psulim. And the Mishnah brings a klal that sits Meratza al Tameh, Veinim Meratza al Yotze, as we explained. And even though it's not Negea to our Sugya, but let's keep in mind that there's Machlekes and Mesechus Yuma between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon holds that the Tzitz is Meratza even when it's Munach Bekufsa, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Tzitz at that moment, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time that the Tzitz is Meratza is only while the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing the tzitz. And in addition, there's a Machlekes Rishonim that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it has to be al mitzach aron, Rashi holds that the Kohen Gadol had to be wearing the tzitz at the time that the item became tamei, whereas other Rishonim learn that it had to be on mitzach aron at the time that krova ayin sham. And finally, midiraisa, the tzitz is always meratza. It doesn't make a difference if the dam became tamei b'shegi or b'mezid, or the person was makri the dam b'shegi or b'mezid, it would always be meratza. However, as we will see, there will be machlekes tanoim if the rabbanim made a knas of shoygot to mezid. In addition, even according to the Manda Amar, holds that the rabbanim made a knas of shoygot to mezid, there will be a machlekes amroim as to when we will apply this knas. And as we will see, the Ravina will hold that certainly it doesn't make a difference if the dam became tamei b'shoyg or b'mezid, and certainly we not make a knas. And certainly, if the koyin did zrika of the dam tamei b'shoygeg, then certainly it would be meratza. However, Ravina holds that according to this Manda Amar, then if the koyin the Zrika on Dam Tomei B'mezid, and the Rabbanan made a Knas, and they stated that the Zrika would not be valid. But Rav Shila will hold exactly the opposite, and the only time that he holds that there was ever a Knas, only in a case where someone was Metamei the Dam B'mezid, then it is in that case that the Rabbanan stated that the Tzitz would not be Meratza. However, in a case where the Kohen was Zirik, the Dam Tomei B'mezid, the Rabbanan did not make a Gzira, and the Tzitz would be Meratza. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the din of the tzitz. And as we mentioned, the pasuk b'negei tzitz states v'nasa aron es avoyin hakadoshim, and the brayse is bothered v'chi eizo avon hunosei, that the pasuk doesn't mention which avoyin we're referring to and when is the tzitz meratza. And zok the brayse im toim avoyin pigol, as if you're going to say it's coming to meratza on the avoyin of pigol. And as Tesis explains that if someone would have machshava of chutzal mekaymai, then the tzitz would be machshir the carbon, but that can't be as reikran nemalei yechashev, as the pasuk in pashat sav b'negei machshava chutzal mekaymai states. And similarly, the Braisa continues, and if you're going to say that the Tzitz were Meratza with someone who had a Machshava of Chutzal's Manoi, certainly that can't be either. As Rei Kfar Nemar, as the Pasuk in Pashat Kedoshim, B'negei Machshava of Chutzal's Manoi states, and therefore, Zok the Braisa, Ha'inu Noisel Avoyin Tumah, Shehotim Mechlal B'tzibah. So it must be that Pasuk is telling us that even if the Kohen is Makriv, Dam that is Tamei, or Chilav that is Tamei, that the Tzitz would be Meratza, and the Korban would still be Kosher. And the Braisa explains that it makes sense that the Tzitz could be Meratza by Tumah, even though it would not be Meratza for Machshava Chutzal Zmana or Chutzal Mekaymai. And the reason is, since we find that Tumah is Hutra Mechlal B'tzibur, and as we know that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, or Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, and since we find a Kula B'negei Tumah, so it makes sense that we'll also apply another Kula B'negei Tumah, and the tzitz will be meratza on tumah. And keep in mind that although the din of tumah hotra b'tzibur was stated specifically b'negei a tumas meis, however the tzitz is not only meratza where the dam became tumay from tumas meis, but it's also going to be meratza even if the dam or the chila became tumay from any other source of tumah. And ayin Rashi shehotra mechalal b'tzibur yichsib b'tumid, as it states in Pashas Pinchas b'negei a korban tumid b'mayadai afilu b'tumah. The Gemara now continues maskular of zira. Reb Zeri asked the following question on the Brisa. If the Brisa is telling us that the tzitz is meratza on tumah because it's hutra mechalal b'tzibur, so im avin yoytze shehutra mechalal b'bama, so maybe we should say that it should also be meratza on avin of yoytze, since it is also hutra mechalai as during the time of heta b'mais, since there were no claim, so the psul yoytze didn't apply. And as Rashi explains that even though it's nersa yoytze b'mishkan, but hutra b'bama'is nai v'givayin, but it was still mutter by b'mais of nai v'givayin, the insham claim. And Rashi points out that how do we know it is a psul yoytze by the mishkan? And we already learned in Maseches Pesachim, based on the pasuk in Pasha Shmini, that the pasuk states, "Madu lo yechalta mesachatos b'mekoy makodesh ki kodesh kedoshim ayin sham." The Gemara answers, "Amalei Abaya." That Abaya responded to Reb Zera on Makro. The pasuk in Pasha Tzitzava b'negated Tzitz states, "L'rotzin lahem l'fnei Hashem," and we learn out, "Ovin d'l'fnei Hashem in ovin d'yetzei loy," that the tzitz is meratza on an oven that occurred in front of Hashem, but it can't be meratza on an oven that not occur in front of Hashem, and since it was taken outside of mechitzos, therefore it was no longer l'fnei Hashem, and the tzitz is not meratza, and therefore the only thing that the tzitz is meratza for is for the avoyin of tumah. However, the Gemara continues, "Maskev lo Rabbi Loi." Rabbi Loi asked another shayla, "As ema oven smoil shehutu mechalal b'yom kippurim," that why don't we say that the tzitz is meratza even for a case where the kohen uses his left hand, and even though where the pasuk states etzba or the pasuk states certain other lashonos, there is a requirement for the kohen to use his right hand. However, lemaisa, since we find that shehutu mechalal as on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol goes l'fnayv l'fnim with the ketores, he takes the machta with his right hand and he takes the kaf with his left hand, therefore the tzitz should not only be meratza on tumah, but it should also be meratza if the kohen did avoda with his left hand, as number one it's shehutu mechalal, number two this avoda was done l'fnei Hashem and not outside of the azara. And Amalei Abaya, once again Abaya comes to answer this question, and he responds to Rabbi Loi that Amar Kra Avoyin, that the pasuk b'negated tzitz uses the term Avoyin, and we learn out Avoyin shehoyu boy v'dechisev lafuki yom kippurim dachshir b'smalu. As Rashi explains that since the pasuk uses the term Avoyin, so it's mashma Avoyin sheyesh boy Avoyin lechatchila b'chol makayim, that this is actually an avera by all places. For example, when something becomes tamei, then certainly there's an issa akrava and v'dechisev l'inyan tzibur m'pek for that tzibur. However, when the carbon is relevant to the tzibur, so therefore we will doichel din of tubur p'nei kavad tzibur, and therefore b'yochid that tzitz meratza, and therefore the tzitz is even meratza for a yochid. However, the case of a kohen doing that void on your kippah with his left hand is not a case of hutu mechlaloi, as in that case the Torah states that the kohen should actually perform that void of b'smaloi l'chatchila, and therefore we can't apply this din in a case where a kohen is doing that void incorrectly and doing that void with his left hand. In that case the tzitz will not be meratza. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, Rav Ashi Oma avoy nakodeshim v'lo avoy namakdishim, that the pasuk in Pashas Tzava tells us that the tzitz is meratza on avoy nakodeshim, and therefore we learn out that the tzitz is only meratza on something which is a psul in the chefza, and for example basa tamei, and it can't be meratza on a psul gavra, and it can't be meratza for a kohen that does avoydu with his left hand. And Ayin Rashi, who explains the words of Abaya, lafuk is small the ein bas shum avoy in the hachi hu hachshim mitzvasai, and Rav Ashi Oma lemutz zamrit tzitz meratza alavin small the amar krav in a kodesh v'le makdishin, and the tzitz cannot be meratza on the avoyin hatoli b'kayanim shechiyavin lavoy v'le kaddish kaimitz b'yamin v'avdu b'smal inay noisei. Gemara now continues and will ask another question on the Braisa, even though the question will be directed to Rav Ashi, but this question doesn't only apply based on the teretz of Rav Ashi, but it also applies based on the teretz of Abaya. As the Gemara continues, amli rav simu b'reid rav idi l'rav Ashi v'amri l'rav rav simu b'reid rav Ashi l'rav Ashi, and rav simu b'reid rav idi said to Rav Ashi, and some say it was rav simu b'reid rav Ashi that said to Rav Ashi, ema ovin balmum shehutu mechalal b'ifais, and why don't we say that since the tzitz is meratza on tumah, since it's hutu mechalal b'tzibur, and it's also a psul that happened l'fnei Hashem, l'fi abaye it's ovin shehoyu b'y v'dechisiv, and l'fi Rav Ashi tumah is a psul in the chefza, so the tzitz should also be meratza if a kohen brings a behemoth that's a balmum and he's makrivan on him his be'ach. Number one, this psul is l'fnei Hashem. Number two, l'fi abaye, this is also categorized as an ovin shehoyu b'y v'dechisiv, and l'fi Rav Ashi, it's an ovin on the chefza, not on the gavra. And finally, as the Gemara states, we find a psul balmum is hutu mechalal b'ifais, Rabbis, as our Gemara continues, the Amamar, and as we previously learned, Tamas v'zachzu b'behimah, ain't Tamas v'zachzu b'ifais, and although b'negei b'behimah, the Torah sometimes requires they have to bring either a male or a female, however that then doesn't apply b'negei b'ifais. Similarly, although the psula b'alei mumen applied to b'himahis, but it doesn't apply by b'ifais, this is learned based on the psukim of Pashas Emor, as in Perichav Peis, Pasuk Yotes, the Pasuk tells us, l'tzeichan tam zachah b'abakal b'aksam v'izim, and teaches us the requirement of zachris and nakvais, and the next Pasuk teaches us the psula b'al mum, as the Pasuk states, klasha b'ay mum l'sakrivu, kilei l'ratzin yilachem, and the Maaseh the Pasuk stated, b'abakal b'aksam v'izim, that the requirement for zachris and the requirement for tamim is only stated b'abakal b'aksam v'izim, and not by oifais. Gemara continues, amalei, and Rav Asher responded, that inachanami, you have a good question, however, lecha makra, la yiratza, and kilei l'ratzin yilachem, that is why in Pashas Emor, in the Pasha b'al mumin, so the Pasuk states in Pasuk Chav, Kasha b'ay mum l'isakrivu ki leil l'ratzin yilachem, and in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Torah states, v'shar b'ses teruah v'kolin, d'ovet tasa yisai, u'l'nedah l'yiratza, and that's why the Pasuk uses both of these terms, of l'yiratza and leil l'ratzin, in order to teach us that even the tzitz would not be m'ratza on the avoin of bringing a behemoth that's b'al mum on the mizbeach, even though it's hutu m'chlole b'efais, l'chayu, although it would seem to be tzarech b'yar, as to why the Gemara needed two different psukim, if in the Braisa we didn't require two psukim, as we saw in the Braisa, im taima of impigal, hari kvan namen lo yichashev, in im taima of a neisar, hari kvan namen lo yiratza, and there was no need for a second pasuk. However, both in the case of pigal and neisar, they were cases of lo yichutu mechola, and therefore it was pasha that even from one word we could learn this din. However, since the psul of balmum is hutu mechola, therefore in reality it's very similar to the psul of tuma, therefore we need two psukim. Once we see some of the tesis on our sugya, we will understand this even a bit better. Before we continue, let us point out that Taisus goes into detail in order to explain why the tzitzis would not be ratza on the oven of Zares, the oven of Laila, the oven of Trefa, the oven of Oinain, or where someone brings a carbon of a behemoth that's Mechusa's man and was brought within the first 8 days that it was born. And also, before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that in our Tama we mention that although certainly Midiraisa, the tzitzis is ratza in all scenarios, and it doesn't make a difference if the dam became Tame, B'Sheg, or B'Mezid, or if the coin was Zerik the dam, B'Sheg, or B'Mezid. However, our Gemara will now discuss if the Rabbanan ever made a Knas at all, and even if they did make a Knas, Shaila is, if the Knas is applicable if someone made the dam or the Kmitza Tame B'Mezid, or if it's only applicable if the coin did the Zerikas Adam or the Daktar of the Kmitza B'Mezid, as we will see. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Dam Shinitma V'Zerkoi, B'Sheg, Hurtza, B'Mezid, Loi Hurtza, that if dam was Tame, and then the coin did Zrika, so the Braisa teaches us that although Midiraisa, certainly the tzitz was Muratza, however the Rabbanim made a knas, and they taught us that it's only B'Shegi that would be Hurtza, but B'Mezid loy Hurtza, and the tzitz would not be Muratza if he did so B'Mezid. And of course, as we will explain, based on the Shitais of Ravina and Rav Shila, we will have to explain the words B'Shegi Hurtza, B'Mezid loy Hurtza differently. We will explain this later on, as Rashi states, Hai Shegi B'Mezid M'Farash L'Kamon, Ahei Yokai, Iyazrika, Iyatameh. And the Braisa continues that even though according to this Braisa, certainly the Rabbanim made a Gzira and made a Knas, however, this was only stated by Yochid that's bringing a carbon, but if a Tzibor is bringing a carbon, then there was no Knas, and Bein B'Shegi, Bein B'Mezid Hurtza, and it sits with B'Mratza, and it doesn't make a difference if it was B'Shegi or B'Mezid. The Braisa teaches us a third in, although certainly we know that a Goy could bring a carbon, and as the Gemara and Dafayim Gimel and Beis will teach us, that the Pasuk tells us, Ishish B'Beis Yisrael, Shiyakov Kabonai, Matam Leima Ishish, the Rabbi says, however, if the dam or the kmitz of a goy's carbon becomes tamei, then the tzitz would not be mratza. And as Rashi states on Daf Chaf Hem Beis, lo yhurtza dechsev haya mitzchay tamei l'ratzin lahem, and we learn out lahem v'loy la'evdechavim. And Rashi explains that when the Braisa stated v'evdechavim bein b'shegi bein b'mezid bein ba'inus bein b'ratzin, certainly mezid and ratzin means the same. However, since we have to bring shegi and einus, therefore we also bring a pair of mezid and ratzin. And we continue on Daf Chaf Hem Beis, and Rashi Tapam explains Shegeg Kesavar in Kabbonis Mekamon Tuma, that he thought that a carbon cannot become Tame. Tzarech Bia, why Rashi gave this example, and why didn't he just say that it became Tame B'Shegeg, and they didn't realize that it would be Metame to Basar, or they didn't realize that it would bring in the carbon B'Tuma. And Rashi continues Oinish Shenitma B'Karchai, and as we already explained, Avomizir Ratzin Chadunilsi, Elaidi the Tana Oinis, Tana Ratzin, and the Gemara now continues that we just stated by a carbon Yochid, there was a Knas, that since it's only Muratza B'Shegeg, but it's not Muratza B'Mezid. Yezid, and the Gemara asks a steer from another Brisa, as we're mini, as the Brisa teaches us, Al Mat Sitzmaratza, Al Dam Valabasa Valachilev, Shinitma, Bain Beshag, Bain Bemezid, Bain Bainis, Bain Ratzin, Bain Beyachid, Bain Mitzibar. This Brisa clearly teaches us that there is no difference between a carbon of a Yachid or a carbon of a Tzibar, and the Tzitz is always Muratza, Bain Beshag, Bain Bemezid, and there is no Knas, and this is a steer to previous Brisa, and the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yisif, Lekasha, Harab Yisi, Harabonon, that Rabbi Yisif explains that in a Chinami, Brises cannot be reconciled. The first Brise is going like Rabbanon, and the second Brise is going like Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi doesn't hold the concept of a Knas, as the Tani is willing to the Brisa, and this Brise is speaking about Truma, as the Brise teaches us in term Menatome al Tar, that if a Yisrael has a bunch of Tfua, and he has some Tfua that's Tar, and some that is Tomei, he is not allowed to separate his Truma from the items that are Tomei in order to be Misaking the Tfua that is Tar, as this will cause a loss to the Kayin. And even though Midraisa, if he does so, then it would be a valid Truma. However, the Rabbanan made a Knas that if he did so B'mezid, then his Truma would not be a valid Truma. However, Rabbi Yisi Yoyme, Bein B'shegu, Bein B'mezid, Trumasi Truma, Rabbi Yisi holds that the Rabbanan did not make a Knas, and it doesn't make a difference if one was Mafvish Truma from Tvua that's Tame on a Tvua that's Tar, and he did so B'shegu or B'mezid, that the Truma would still be valid. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi explains that our first Braisa that we saw in Daf Chafeim and Aleph, which stated that there is a chilup between Shegu and Mezid, and Rabbanan made a Knas that B'shegu hurtsa, but B'mezid loy hurtsa, that's going according to Shita Rabbanon. And the second Braisa that we just saw on the top of Daf Chafeim and Beis that stated Daf Mahat Sitz Muratza, Al Dam Val Bas Val Chilev, Shinitma Bein B'shegu, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'inus, Bein B'ratzin, Bein B'yachid, Bein B'tzibur, and the Braisa was never Mechalik between one that did so B'shegu or B'mezid, that is going according to Rabbi Yisi, and according to Rabbi Yisi, the Rabbanon never made a Knas. Keep in mind, although this Machlik is between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisi, is relevant to Truma, however, our Gemara is stating that there would be no Chilev between Truma and Kachim, and the Gemara later on will discuss this point. Now, before we continue, let us point out that our Mishnah discussed a case where Kmitza became Tamei, and the Braisa that we had in Amman Aleph discussed a case where Dam became Tamei, and certainly all agree that the Tzitz is Muratza on Dam Tamei or on a Kmitza that's Tamei. However, as we mentioned in Akdama, there is a Machlekes Tanoim if the Tzitz is only Muratza on Dam or Chilev or Neimurim that become Tamei, or if it's also Muratza on Basa that became Tamei. And keep in mind that this Machlekes would only have relevance according to the Shita Rabbi Yeshua, who holds him in Dam, in Basar, and in Basar, in Dam. As Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, if all the Basar of a carbon became Tamei, then one would not be able to do Zrikas Adam. However, if we hold that the Tzitz is Muratza on Basar, and even if all the Basar of a carbon became Tamei, the Tzitz would be Muratza, and if one does Zrika, then the carbon would still be Kosher. But keep in mind that even though the carbon may still be Kosher, certainly by the Tzitz being Muratza on the Basar is certainly still Tamei, and it would still be also to eat this Basar. Therefore, it's important to note that the Braisa that we just had at the top of Daf Chafei Mabez speaks about the Tzitz being Muratza on Dam, Basar, and Chelev, and clearly this Braisa could only go like the Shita that holds that the Tzitz could be Muratza on Basar. Therefore, Gemara now continues and is bothered that how could we say that the second Braisa is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yisi, and just like the Rabbanon did not Knas by Truma, they did not Knas by Kachim, but the Mice, it's impossible to say that the Tan of this Braisa is Rabbi Yisi, and as we will see, that we have a Braisa which tells us that Rabbi Yisi actually holds that the Tzitz could not be Muratza on Basar. This Braisa just stated that the Tzitz is Muratza on Basar, and if so, this Braisa cannot be going like Rabbi Yisi. And as our Gemara continues, Ema de Shabbos le Rabbi Yisi leikonis, the Muratza Tzitz al Achilas mi Shabbatle, that even though certainly you prove that Rabbi Yisi holds that the Rabbanon did not make a Knas by Truma, remember, how could this Braisa be going like Rabbi Yisi? This Braisa holds that the Tzitz is Muratza on Basar, and Rabbi Yisi doesn't agree with this point. As Votani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Ema Tzitz Muratza al Achilas, and Rabbi Lezer is the opinion that holds that the Tzitz is even Muratza on Basar, where Rabbi Yisi Ema in the Tzitz Muratza al Achilas, and Rabbi Yisi is of the opinion that the Tzitz cannot be Muratza on Basar, and if so, our Braisa cannot be going like Rabbi Yisi, and if so, we're back to our original question that we have an original Braisa that stated that the Tzitz is only Muratza B'shoigig and not B'mezid, and we have the second Braisa that tells us that even by a carbon yochid, the Tzitz is Muratza Bein B'shoigig, Bein B'mezid. And because of this question, so the Gemara states, Epoch, we will switch around the Shitas of the Tanoim in the previous Braisa, and although the Gersa that we had in this Braisa is Rabbi Lezer Ema Tzitz Muratza al Achilais, and Rabbi Yisi Ema Ena Tzitz Muratza al Achilais, we will switch it around, Rabbi Lezer Ema Ena Tzitz Muratza al Achilais, and Rabbi Yisi Ema Tzitz Muratza al Achilais, and therefore the previous Braisa that stated the Tzitz Muratza even on Basa can be going like Rabbi Yisi, and of course, since we know that Rabbi Yisi doesn't knas by Truma, therefore we would extend it, that Rabbi Yisi would also not knas by Kachim. That's why the Braisa that Tapanam taught us us that even by a carbon yochid, the tzitz would be meratzah, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out in the second or wide lines at the bottom of the Amid, Rashi points out the Mishnah on top of that Vav Amabez, and Mesechtes Me'ilah teaches us, Basa Kachi Kachim, she yosel fnei Zrikas Damim, that if the Basa of Kachi Kachim went out of the Azura prior to Zrikas Adam, then while it was still prior to Zrikas Adam, they brought the Basa back into the Azura, and then the Kohen did Zrikas Adam. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that although there was a valid Zrika that was done, but Zrika ain't a Me'ilah Tzliyaitse, Leitzia Medei Me'ilah, that although certainly all would agree that this Basa would not be Mutter Bachila, as certainly the Psul of Yaitse would apply. However, Rabbi Eliezer states that not only would the Psul Yaitse apply, but it would also still be Me'ilah, and if one would have enough from this Basar, then they would be Oivan to Issa Me'ilah. And based on this Akhtamo, let us continue with our Gemara, as Maskevler Rav Sheshes, Umi Matzus Afchisla, and Rav Sheshes asked the following question, that how can you say that Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the Ma'an Da'amah that holds that Einat Sitz Meratza Al Achilais, and the Gemara is going to bring a very long Braisa, and ultimately the Gemara will prove that it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds Hatzitz Meratza Al Achilais, therefore we would not be able to switch around the Ma'an Da'amah of this Braisa, and if so, certainly Rabbi Yisi must be the Ma'an Da'amah that holds Einat Sitz Meratza Al Achilais, and if so, we can't say that the Braisa at the beginning of the Amid is going like Rabbi Yisi, and we are back to our original question, and also prior to learning the Braisa, let us remember that if someone is Tamei and he eats Basa of Kachim, then he would be Chayiv Kares. However, if someone is Tar, although it would be also for him to eat Kachim, but if he does so, he would not be Chayiv Kares, and he's only Oivan Alav. And we will now read a large part of his Braisa, and then explain the Braisa. As Vatanya, we learned to the Braisa, Yachal Basa Shinitmel, Fnez Vikas Dam, Yu Chayav Lo Mishum Tuma, Tamalayma, Kol Tar Yachal Basa, Vanafish Techal Basa, Mizavach Hashlam, Hashel Hashem, Vitumasa Lo Vinichusa, and we learn out, Nitil Tarim Chayav Lo Mishum Tuma, however, Vishain Nitil Tarim, in Chayav Lo Mishum Tuma, based on the Gias of our Braisa, the Braisa makes a statement that one would think that if Basa became Tamei prior to Zrikas Adam, then if a Kohen that is Tamei ate that Basa but Tumas Agov, then he would still be Chayav Kares. And that's why in Pashas Tzav, the Torah teaches us that it's us for one to eat Kachim that is Tamei, and the Torah then teaches us that not only is it also for a person that's Tamei to eat Kachim, but if they did so, they would be Chayav Kares. And in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, the Pasuk states, Vabasa Shiyiga B'chol Tamei Le'e Ochel, Ba'ishi Sarif, Vabasa Kol Tar Yechol Basar, and then the next Pasuk tells us, Vanefesh Ashetechol Basar Mizevach Hashlam Mashal Hashem, Vitumasa Allah, Vinichus HaNefesh Ahima Me'ah, and because of the smichas of the end of Pasuk Yud Tes that stated, Vabasa Kol Tar Yechol Basar, and then the next Pasuk speaks about someone that eats Kachim, Vitumas Agov, so we learn out that the only time that one is Chayav Kares for eating Kachim while he is Tamei is only when that Basar could be eaten by someone that's Tar. However, if a person that's Tamei eats Kachim, that even if he would have been Tar, he couldn't have eaten, then the Chayav Kares would not apply, since even someone that's Tar cannot eat Basar Lefnei Zrikas Damim, therefore, even if a person that's Tamei ate this Basar, they would not be Chayav Kares. And the Braisa continues, O Ye'enoi el Nechol Tarin Chayav Lo Mishum Tuma, V'she'en Nechol Tarin Ein Chayav Lo Mishum Tuma, Oitzei Ani Yisalon V'sa Yitzei She'en Nechol Lo Tarin Talmud Loima Shel Hashem Riba. Possibly we would think that based on the Smichas of the Psukim, we should actually expand this Drasha, and not only would one not be Chayav for eating Basar of Kachim B'tumas Agov, if they ate the Basar before Zrikas Adam, where this Basar never had a Shasa Kaisher, and even someone that is Tar could never have eaten this Basar, but maybe it should also be expanded that the only way that one would be Chayav for eating Basar B'tumas Agov is only if someone that is Tamei eats Basar that currently could have been eaten if he was Tar, and therefore we would even exclude a case where someone that is Tamei ate Basar that was Lon or that was Yotzei, and therefore, though at one point this Basar could have been eaten by someone that's Tar, but at this moment it could no longer be eaten by someone that's Tar, and therefore, even if someone is Tamei eats this Basar, they would not be Chayav Kares. And as Rashi states, for Yotzei Salon Vese Yotzei La'acha Zrika, Sha'afal Pishanita Bezrika, as although immediately after Zrika, someone that is Tar could have eaten this Basar, however, Hoil Va'achshav Ir B'Psul, Lo'yu Chayav Lava Ichlu B'Tumah, therefore, the Pasuk B'Negei Tumas Agov states Ashel Hashem, these words are Riboi, therefore it teaches us that as long as at one point this Basar was able to be eaten by someone that's Tar, then even if at this point the Basar can no longer be eaten by someone that's Tar, as it was Lano Yotzei, that the Issa and Chiyuv Kares for someone that eats this Basar B'Tumas Agov would still apply. And the Gemara now continues, Yachol Sheni Marbis HaPigulim V'Nesanei Sarais, and possibly just like we just stated, the Chiyuv Kares for someone that eats B'Achilas Agov would apply to Basar that was Lano Yotzei, so maybe it would also apply to Pigol as well as Neisar. Before we continue with the Braisa, the Gemara is Neisar is Hainu Lon, that we already spoke about the Din of Lon, and we already stated that the Chiyuv Kareis for Tumas HaGuf applies to Lon, and that is the same thing as Noisar. Because of this question, so the Gemara explains the Braisa, Ela Af HaPikulin K'Noisarais, what the Braisa meant to say, that one would think that the Din of Pigel should be like the Din of Noisar, just like there's a Chiyuv Kareis for Achilas Noisar B'Tumas HaGuf, so it would also be a Chiyuv Kareis for Achilas Pigel B'Tumas HaGuf. And the Braisa teaches us, Talmud Loimer Mizevach HaShlamim, that the Pasuk teaches us that the Chiyuv Kareis of Tumas HaGuf applies to Zevach HaShlamim, and the Pasuk states, Mizevach HaShlamim, and as Rashi points out, we learn Mizevach V'loi Kol HaZvachim, and therefore we have a miyot. The Pasuk is teaching us that the Issa of Tumas HaGuf and the Chiyuv Kareis for Tumas HaGuf doesn't apply if someone that is Tamei eats pigle, and keep in mind that certainly if someone eats pigle, then the Chiyuv Kareis for eating pigle, the Braisa is teaching us that one is not also Chiyuv Kareis for Tumas HaGuf. Keep in mind that based on this Braisa, we actually saw two miyutim and two ribuyin, as the Braisa taught us that the Chiyuv of Kareis for Tumas HaGuf doesn't apply with one ate basar that's Lefnei Zrikas Adam, also if one ate pigle. However, the Chiyuv of Kareis for Tumas HaGuf would apply if someone that's Tamei ate basar that went out of Azara after Zrika, or ate basar that was Lon, or that was Nisar, and although someone that's Tar would not be able to eat that basar, but ultimately the Chiyuv of Kareis would still apply. And our Gemara now continues, My Royus L'Rabbis HaSeilu L'Hitzis Eilu, that why did the Braisa feel that the Chiyuv of Kareis for Tumas HaGuf should not apply to basar Lefnei Zrika, and not apply to basar pigle, and yet it should apply to basar that was Lon, or basar that was Yitzei, and maybe it should be Pumfakert. And the Braisa explains, Achashriba Kasov Amiyot, that once we see that the Ribu in the Pasuk that there is a Chiyuv Kareis, and we also find a Miyot that there is no Chiyuv Kareis, so Amrit Ma Benias Eilu Shoyslan Shasakesha, or Moitzenias Eilu Shoyslan Shasakesha, and the Braisa felt that it made sense that we be Marbo the Chiyuv Kareis for Tumas HaGuf when eating something that was Lon or that was Yitzei, as Lemaisa at a previous point, this basar could be eaten by someone that was tar. It also made sense that the Chiyuv Kareis for Tumas HaGuf should not apply to someone that eats basar Lefnei Zrikas Adam, or to basar that's pigle, as Lemaisa that basar never had a Shasa Kesher, and even someone that was tar could never eat that basar. And finally, the Braisa is Vim Taimar, basar Shinitma Lefnei Zrikas Damim, V'achali La'achas Zrikas Damim, V'mpnei Machayav Lo Mishum Tama, that if one is Tamei and he ate basar that became Tamei prior to Zrikas Adam, and now he ate it after Zrikas Adam, why should he be Chayev Kareis if Lemaisa never had a Shasa Kesher? Therefore, it should be similar to the case where someone ate basar pigle or someone ate basar Lefnei Zrikas Adam. The Braisa taught us that one would not be Chayev Kareis, and Lemaisa Mesechtes Chulin we learn that if someone is Tamei and after Zrikas Adam they eat basar that became Tamei prior to Zrikas Adam, that they would be Chayev Kareis. The Braisa explains that the reason why he would be Chayev Kareis is because the tzitz is Muratza on basar, and even though certainly the tzitz cannot be Muratza, that the basar could be eaten, but the tzitz is Muratza, as even though in this case it's as if there's no basar, as all the basar became Tamei, even so the Zrika would work, and therefore we consider this to be Nitil Tahirim, as Lemaisa, someone that is Tar, was able to benefit from this basar by the fact that the Zrika would still work. The Gemara now continues to bring its Raya that this Braisa must be going like the Shita Rebbe Elazar, and therefore we could prove that Rebbe Elazar holds that the tzitz is Muratza al Achilais. As the Gemara continues, Nitma in Yotzei Loi, that clearly the Braisa holds that if someone that is Tamei eats basar after Zrika that became Tamei prior to Zrika, it would be Chayev Kareis because the tzitz is Muratza. In addition, since the Braisa gave the reason, Mepleisha tzitz Muratza, so it must be that the Braisa also holds that if one is Tamei and he ate basar kachim after Zrika Zadam, this basar was Yotzei prior to Zrika Zadam, then he would not be Chayev Kareis, as this basar never had a Shasa Kosher, since the tzitz is not Muratza on a psul Yotzei, and therefore the Zrika Zadam not affect the basar that was Yotzei at all. And as some Agurus and Rashi, Ha Yotzei Lefnei Zrika, Loi Mechayev Lo Ichloi La'ach Zrika B'Tumas HaGuf, Mishum D'Loi Av Zrika Ma'al Yisa, De'in HaTzitz Muratza Al Yotzei, and therefore V'Loi Hoysa L'Shasa Kosher. Finally, the Gemara continues and brings the Raya of Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes is bothered, Man Shamat Lei Da'ame In Zrika Ma'al Yisla Yotzei, Rebbe Leza, V'Ktani De Muratza Tzitz Al Achilais, that since we know from the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila, the Rebbe Leza demand Da'ame that holds that if one had Bus of Kachi Kachim that went out of the Azura prior to Zrika Zadam, then even if you bring it back into the Azura prior to Zrika Zadam, the Zrika Zadam would not have any effect on this basar, as Rebbe Elazar holds in Zrika Me'elz Le'itziyah Midei Me'ila, and therefore certainly this price is going like Rebbe Elazar, and this price teaches us that the tzitz is Muratza al Achilois, and the tzitz is Muratza on basar, and therefore how can you say that we're going to switch around the sheetahs of the prior price, and Rebbe Elazar will hold in that tzitz Muratza al Achilois, and Rebbe Yezi will hold that tzitz Muratza al Achilois, if clearly we saw in this price that Rebbe Elazar holds hold that it sits Muratza Lachilois, and therefore, how can you explain that the Brice at the top of Amid is going like Tashita Rabisi if the Brice states that the sits would be Muratza on Basar, and we just prove that Rabisi must be the Batna Amid that holds Einat sits Muratza Lachilois? Because of this question, so Elam Rav Chista, therefore Rav Chista explains, Loikasha, Harabeleza, Harabanon, that Einat Chinambi, we will not say that the Brice at the top of Amid is going like Rabisi, and instead we will say that that Brice is going like Rabeleza, and clearly we already saw that Rabeleza certainly holds that sits is Muratza al Basar, and therefore it makes sense that the Brice state al Mat sits Muratza al Dam Bala Basar al Chilev. However, we still do not have a Makar. Rabeleza holds that we do not knas by Truma, therefore we would also not make a knas by Kachim. And as the Gemara continues and asks, Eimah de Shamus Leila Rabeleza, the Muratza sits al Chilois, even though you just brought a Brice that you proved was the Shita Rabeleza, and therefore you proved that Rabeleza holds that the sits is Muratza al Chilois, but like Konis be Shamus Le, but where is your Makar that Rabeleza actually holds that the sits is Muratza? And he doesn't have a knas by mezid, and the Gemara responds in that in chenami we do have a makar. The Tanya, as we have a mafurish brisa, Rabbi Leza ime bein b'sheig bein mezid shumasi truma, and just like the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by truma, so too the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by kachim, and the tzitzis meratza bein b'sheig bein mezid. And the Gemara now continues and will ask a question as to how we could explain that our brisa b'negated tzitz is going like Rabbi Lezer, and really the Gemara could have asked the same question when we wanted to say that that price is going like Rabisi. Gemara is Ema de Shamed Le Rabbi Lezer Bechuma de Kila Bekachim de Chamir Mi Shamed Le. Now, although clearly we have an explicit brisa that teaches us that Rabbi Lezer hold that we do not make a knas b'negei truma. However, that may be only b'negei truma, which is more kal. However, maybe since kachim is more chamer, possibly even Rabbi Lezer would agree that the Rabbanon would make a knas and the tzitz would only be meratza b'shoigeg, but would not be meratza b'mezid. And the Gemara responds that although Misvara, you're correct, just because Rabbi Leza holds that the Chacham did not institute a knas by Truma doesn't mean that he would necessarily hold that he would not institute a knas by Negei Kachim. However, Imkain, Ha, Man Temaya, that if you're going to say that this Brice is not going like Rabbi Leza, and who will this Brice be going like? Since we already proved that Rabbi Leza holds that Tzitz is Meratz al Achilois, and we have an explicit Brice where Rabbi Leza stated that the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by Truma, and since the Brice at the top of the Amen holds that the Tzitz is Meratz al Achilois, the Brisa also holds that the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by Kachim, so we have no choice but to say that just like Rabbi Leza holds that the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by Truma, so too Rabbi Leza holds that the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by Kachim, even though Kachim is more chomer. The Gemara will now continue and bring two other terutzim in order to explain why there is no stira between the Brisa that we saw on Amud Aleph and the Brisa that we saw at the top of Amud Beis, and these terutzim will be from Ravina and Rav Shila, and both Ravina and Rav Shila now want to go with the initial terutzim, as it would come out that one brisa is going like the Tana Kama and one brisa is going Rabbi Lezer, and they would rather not create a machlekes between the two brisas, and certainly they would not want to say that one of the brisas is going like Rabbi Lezer, since we know Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, and therefore we'd rather say that both of the brisas agree that the Rabbanon instituted knas b'negei kachim. And in addition, we didn't have a solid raya that Rabbi Lezer extends his din from Truma to the din of kachim, and as we already saw that possibly even though Rabbi Lezer holds that the Rabbanon did not institute a knas by Truma, but since Kachim is more chomer, then possibly the Rabbanon would institute a knas. And our Gemara now continues, Ravina Amat to Maser Bein B'Sheigig Bein B'Mezid Hurtza, so he Kasa B'Sheigig Hurtza B'Mezid Loi Hurtza. The Ravina explains that in the Chinami, both Brises agree that the Rabbanon instituted a knas by Kachim, and the chilip between the two Brises is that the second Brise is discussing as to how the Basa became Tamei, and the Brise teaches us that it doesn't make a difference if the Basa became Tamei B'Sheigig or B'Mezid, there is no knas, and the Tzitz is even Meratza Midrabanan. However, the first Brice is discussing the actual Zrika of the Kohen, and the Brice teaches us if the Kohen did Zrikas Adam on Dam Tamei B'Shoigeg, then the Tzitz would be Meratza. But if the Kohen did Zrikas Adam on the Dam Tamei B'Mezid, then the Tzitz would not be Meratza. And Rav Shila learned just the opposite, as Rav Shila Amaz Rikasa Bein B'Shoigeg Bein B'Mezid Hurtza to Masa B'Shoigeg Hurtza B'Mezid Loi Hurtza. And Rav Shila learns that the second Brice is talking about Zrika, and the Brice teaches us that it doesn't make a difference if the Kohen did Zrikas Adam of Dam Tamei B'Shoigeg or B'Mezid, then the Tzitz is Meratza. However, the first Brice is discussing how the Basa became Tamei, and the Brice teaches us that if the Basa became Tamei B'Shoigeg, then the Tzitz would be Meratza. However, if someone was Metamei the Basa B'Mezid, then the Rabbanon made a Knas, and they stated that the Tzitz would not be Meratza. And B'negei the Shita Ravina, I in the bottom line of Rashi, to Masa Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein Shenitma B'Shoigeg, Bein Shenitma B'Mezid Hurtza, Im Zarku B'Shoigeg, V'Hadad Tani Loi Hurtza, Amezid Zrikakai, as we explained, and the Gemara will now continue, and he asks two questions on Rav Shila. And the first question will be from the Mashmois of the Brisa that we saw at the top of the Amid, and the second question will be from the Mashmois of the Loshon of the Brisa that we saw on the bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara now continues and explains how Rav Shila will learn the second Brisa that we had at the top of Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. And as the Gemara explains, Rav Shila hadi tani shenitma bein b'shegu bein b'mezid hachi kamar nitma b'shegu zarku bein b'shegu bein b'mezid. The Gemara is really bothered that since we explained that according to Rav Shila, as long as the initial tumah happened b'shegeg, then the Rabbanu did not make a knas, even if the zrika happened b'mezid. L'maisa, how can you explain that that is the actual case of the second brisa? If the brisa states amad tzitz meratza adam v'alabas v'alachilev shenitma bein b'shegeg bein b'mezid, clearly the second brisa seems to be teaching us that the Rabbanu didn't even institute a knas, even if the actual tumah occurred b'mezid. And Rav Shila just stated that the Rabbanu did make a knas where the tumah occurred b'mezid. And therefore, the Gemara explains, according to Rav Shila, the way to understand the brisa at the top of the Amid is that certainly the basa initially became tamei b'shegeg, and then the brisa teaches us that the Rabbanu did not institute a knas, even if the zrika was done b'mezid. And we continue on daf chav vav min aleph tashma, and once again the Gemara focuses on the sheet of Rav Shila, and the Gemara is bothered as to how Rav Shila would explain the lashon of the brisa on daf chav hei min aleph, as the brisa stated dam shenitma v'zarku b'shegeg hurtzu b'mezid loy hurtzu. Since we just saw that Rav Shila holds that as long as the dam became tamei b'shegeg, then it doesn't make a difference if the zrika of the dam tamei was done b'shegeg, or even if it was done b'mezid, that the tzitz would be meratza, and the chacham did not make a knas. And the brisa seemed to differentiate, as the brisa stated, v'zarku then b'shegeg hurtzu b'mezid loy hurtzu, and it's mashma that this is going on zrika's adam. And the Gemara explains hachi ka'amar that this is the way to explain the brisa according to Rav Shila, as dam shenitma v'zarku bein b'shegeg bein b'mezid, that if dam became tamei, and then the kohen did zrika's adam, and it doesn't make a difference if it did zrika's adam b'shegeg or he did it b'mezid, then nitma b'shegeg hurtzu b'mezid loy hurtzu. Then if the initial tumah on the dam was b'shegeg, then the tzitz would be meratza. But if the initial tumah on the dam happened b'mezid, then the tzitz would not be meratza. And I in the bottom tesis on daf chaf hei beis, tesis is bothered that since both the shyness of these brisais seem exactly to be like Ravina and not like Rav Shila, so why would Rav Shila be chilek Ravina after pushing the pshat into the words of the brisa? And tesis explains afagav shetzarch litchay chaloshan libei nichle l'shnei hachi v'leik Ravina. Even though certainly this will be a deichik, however, Misvar Rav Shila wanted to be chilek on Ravina, and the reason is based on the Gemara Masechtas Gittin that gavra l'chapuri kabayi v'nan neke v'niklasei, that since Rav Shila realized based on the brisais that there will be one case where the Rabbanu would knas him, and there will be one case where the Rabbanu would not knas him, so Misvar it made sense that the Rabbanu would institute a knas against someone that was metame basa of hegdish b'mezid, as certainly there's no excuse for him to go and do so. However, it would also make sense that the Rabbanu would not knas someone where initially the basa became tame b'shegeg, and then since he wanted to receive a kapara, he went and did zrika b'mezid. So since the person really had good intention and he wanted to receive a kapara, therefore it wouldn't make sense that the Rabbanu would make a knas, and that's the actual reason why Rav Shila was chelik on Ravina, ayin in tesis, and we will stop over here.